Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, it's James.
Hey, James.
Hey. There's two different bank accounts for ECU because the cash deposits, the bank is closer in the mall. So rather than having the managers drive a mile to deposit cash, we just use the bank in the mall.
That makes sense. Okay.
Then I just transfer that money over to the other account every month.
To the other account. Okay. So you sent me a total of 4 locations, right? Because you got Eastview. I got Eastview. I got JGC Leroy operating, and I got JSC Hamburg operating, and then I got JSC Farmington. Those are the only 4 I've received. I got 2 for Eastview, so but still they count as 1 location. Is that correct?
Yeah, and then should have Medina to Camelary Holdings.
I do not have that one.
All right.
Hold on. Let me make sure. You said hold this. No, the one that's labeled Camelary Holdings and Leroy, that email was with Eastview statements on there.
Okay.
So I think you just sent it twice.
And then the Farmington March, should be January through March or all together on one email because I didn't have e-statements set up that time, so the bank just emailed me all the statements.
Oh, okay. Hold on, let me take a look. So January 30th to February.
Should be January through
March to. Yep, you're right. Thank you for clarifying that. I just looked at the first month. Okay, so I got that. What about for Eastview, June and July?
I'll have to get those for you. I'm on the road right now, but
okay, no worries. All right, and then that's all I needed. So with all this information, what I'm going to do, I actually scheduled a meeting with my underwriter in about 45 minutes here, and because your account's a little bit different, we're going to kind of look at it as if we assume that your wife's credit score is above 700, and what we could do, and then as soon as I get an amount, I will be able to come back to you and see if you want to go forward. And if you want to go forward to try to make it official, then I'll get the application, signed application from you.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, get me June and July for Eastview for those 2 separate accounts. Everything else is good to go. And if you want to send me one more location worth of 6 months.
Okay. All right, and I see the sales too. Our sales that we've done for the first.
Correct. I got that. I got the 2 tax returns. Also, how do you guys file your taxes? Do you guys file it as?
They're all. You'll see on there. All the companies are on. It's all one. It's personal and business together because they're all LLCs.
Uh huh. So you guys file like an S corporation or an S prop?
Kind of. They're all LLCs, but they're all on one tax return.
Okay. I saw that. I've never seen that before, so it's. I'm trying to just understand.
Yeah,
okay. Perfect.
Yeah, so it'll have the 4 stores on there, you know, 4 individual, and then it should have our land companies because we own our own real estate, so it has.
Okay.
We have our real estate in separate companies, so I think last year there's should be 6 separate companies, and then this year there'll be
8.
There'll be 9.
Well,
we have another. Well, the other restaurant we built, we all know the real estate too. So.
Oh wow! Okay, right on. Hey, so which ones are your newest locations this year that won't have a tax return?
Farmington was actually open December 30th, but we didn't take that
file.
Yeah. We're just doing it this year. And then Grease Ridge, we just opened up June 30th.
Okay.
Not very, brand new company. It's a Burger King that was closed. We reopened it. They lost their lease and they brought us in to fix it. So.
Got it. Okay. And then Medina. So Medina is the one that I don't have the statements for. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the one you're missing.
Okay.
All right.
Cool, James. Well, I'll look out for your email for those for Eastview of June and July, and then Medina's statements, and then we should be good to go.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, James, for the clarification.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.